This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, the New England Patriots unveil their sixth Super Bowl banner and kick off a new season. And that's not even the headline. Yesterday, in a surprise move, the Patriots signed one of the most talented wide receivers in the league. Antonio Brown has a reputation as temperamental and often disgruntled. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer is here to talk about Coach Bill Belichick's risky move. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Sharon.
So, Shira, tell us about Antonio Brown and how he landed in New England.
Well, let's start with the good stuff. He is a four-time All-Pro, and that happened with 9 seasons with the Steelers. But he has been, as you said, a disgruntled player through much of that time. And the Steelers really tired of Brown's antics after a while, which included taping his coach's post-game speech during the playoffs and broadcasting it on Facebook. So stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It only escalated once he arrived at the Raiders in March. There were issues with the helmet he was wearing. He was not happy with the helmet he had to wear. There was also this strange foot injury as the result of improper footwear worn during cryotherapy. He got extreme frostbite from that. And then there were run-ins with the coach and the general manager. Again, disgruntled, a troubled player is how many people see him. And of course, that made him sort of ripe for the picking for the Patriots.
Right. So the Raiders said goodbye and the Patriots said hello. Why do the Patriots think Brown is a risk worth taking?
Because he's got talent. And also the Patriots have a history of taking troubled players and turning them around, keeping them in line, making them really productive players, and going to the Super Bowl as a result. So I think they thought, well, we'll sign him for 1 year, $15 million, $9 million guaranteed. And if he works out, this completely changes the trajectory of our season. If not, if there's any problem at all during any portion of the season, they can simply release him. And so we've seen this type of experiment work well before with Bill Belichick. You know, you think about running back Corey Dillon in 2004, Randy Moss in 2007. And then there was Albert Haynesworth in 2011. That didn't work out. And, you know, the Patriots simply said, see ya. And let's not forget, Josh Gordon is also on this team, you know, and he's coming back from substance abuse issues.
So is the idea for the Patriots not that people come to the Patriots already as a adherence of this so-called Patriot way, but that once you're a Patriot, you become an exemplar of the Patriot way?
Yeah, I think that's the idea, but let's be honest here. They got him because he's talented, and they have an established, you know, veteran quarterback. Obviously, that may be understating it. And they have a no-nonsense coach in Bill Belichick. That may also be understating it. And between those two forces in the locker room, you know, you can keep a player like an Antonio Brown in line. So that's, those are, if you want to call that the Patriot way, you can, but really those are the forces in effect, Brady and Belichick and what they bring to the team culture, as well as the fact that you've got a guy who wants to get some more big money in his career. And he's running out of chances to prove himself on the field. And this is in some ways a last chance. And if he plays well and shows that he can keep the off-field stuff to a minimum, the antics to a minimum, then you're looking at big money opportunities down the line. And let's not forget, every player wants to win. So he could be looking at a Super Bowl championship down the line as well.
Right. So if he's not the distraction many fear that he will be, if he's not the troublemaker many people fear he will be, best case scenario, how do you think Brown signing changes the trajectory of the season?
Well, I think between Gordon and Edelman and Brown, they have now one of the most fearsome, if not the most fearsome, sort of trio of receivers in the NFL. But in addition to that, if you look at the Las Vegas odds, and those, they're usually a pretty good barometer of projecting things during the regular season. You know, the Patriots jumped to now favorites to win the Super Bowl. So I think that's how the trajectory changes. Before this move, we were looking at the Kansas City Chiefs coming out of the AFC. Now I think many people are looking at the Patriots coming out of the AFC and contending once again for a Super Bowl title.
Shira, thanks.
Thank you.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. This is 90.9 WBUR.